Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN number 27, Jeremy Roenick in studio with us. When are we going to see you on NBC again?
You'll see me on Monday.
On Monday.
I don't know who the game is, but I'll be on air. I think I'm with Jonesy on Monday.
Okay.
Maybe, can you wink your eye or something and grab your ear and
sure
scratch
will.
Your chin
just
and then you know you're
it.
Saying
only
hi to us?
For you. Only
he
for
is a professional on national TV.
I know. I've seen him on the
only
TV.
Only for you. I will, for sure. So when you see me on Monday, I'll just give a big one.
Yeah.
A big wink so you know it's actually for you.
Yes.
I notice you're wearing the Travis Matthews ball cap.
Yes.
How's your golf game?
My golf game is actually pretty good.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I just played 3 days last week. Shot 72, 74, 73. So, and I have a big golf tournament coming up this week in Orlando. So, well, it's a great. And if you want to watch, it's on Golf Channel Thursday and Friday, and NBC Friday and Saturday. It's 45 of us celebrities competing for.
Who is the best celebrity golfer? Would you say
Right now it's Mark Mulder?
Okay,
the ex-pitcher. He's extremely, extremely good. Myself, I'm up there.
Really? You're number two?
I'm up. I finished second in this tournament
last year. All right. Well, hold on. There's a guy on the line that would like to give you some golf pointers.
Oh, boy. Okay.
From Fox News Channel, it's Brett Baer.
Oh, no way.
Baer?
It's my guy.
Hey.
What's up, Brett?
It's all about the takeaway, man.
Oh, my gosh.
The takeaway. Slow takeaway.
So, listen. This, by the way, this is the big treat for me. Because, listen, Brett, you know how much I love you. But you over here, Pete, you don't. So,
I know you have man love for Brett Baer.
Brett just came to the American Century in Tahoe for the first time this summer, and that was my highlight.
Right.
My highlight of I've been there going 25 years, but when I saw Brett was going, I'm like to my wife, "Oh my God, Brett!" Because we watch him every night at 6 o'clock, right? So I'm like, he's the best. You know, his boys play hockey, and you know the best thing about Brett Baer, not only that he's a good golfer. But he sings. He sings. What's the song that the song that you sang, Brett?
Rapper's
the
Delight.
Rapper's Delight. Oh my God! He, like, I loved him before, but when he did old school Rapper's Delight,
I
mean,
over the top.
Yeah, but
man
Jeremy
crush.
Had the tone Loke down.
Yeah,
he had Funky Cole Medina down.
Yep, I guess I got to figure out what I'm gonna do this year. I think I'm gonna stick to straight '80s rap this year again. So
yeah, but I might have to bring something different. I'm coming after you though this year. I'm coming after you.
I'm gonna go as of right now and study these words because I know how good and how entertaining you are, Brett. How are you doing, by the way? How's things?
I'm good, man. This government shutdown is kind of bumming Washington out, so we're covering it day to day. And every day is drinking from a fire hose. I told you out there. It's nonstop.
I got to ask you a question because, like I said, I have Fox News on 24 hours a day, 7 days
You're
a week.
You're a diehard. We know.
24
Look
hours,
at
7 days.
How excited he is to talk
Fox,
to Baer.
I mean, Fox
I love
and
it.
Friends to Outnumbered to Brett Baer to The Five to Hannity to, I mean, I'm on it all day long. But my question is, because I watch and I find myself yelling at the television for a bunch of reasons. And I want to know, how hard is it for you when, and you have your beliefs and you have your side of how you think, but you have somebody saying something, right? How hard is it for you just to let them speak and not get into an argument all the time because you're so good at just letting people speak their mind, having the conversation, and then letting that pause go? How hard is that for you?
Yeah, listen, I mean, everybody has a thought about something or a point of view. I look at it as I'm a news guy, and so I have a different job than, you know, Hannity or Tucker or Laura. I'm on the news side of the house, so it's me and Chris Wallace and, you know, the Bill Hemmers and Martha McCallum. So I just try to make sure everybody has a fair shake. But it's tough. You know, some of the stuff that comes out of politicians' mouths, you really want to go, what did you just say?
Yeah,
you got to take the emotion out of it. Like, it's like being an attorney.
Like,
just take the emotion out of it.
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching Chris Wallace, right, and somebody's saying something, and they say something that they are doing even worse. Like the hypocrisy in government is absolutely like beyond belief bad right now. And they're sitting here saying they're doing this and they're doing this. I'm like, please, somebody say that you're doing it worse. Please. I mean, what you did. And I find myself yelling at the television.
Let me ask you a question as a viewer that watches Fox News every day. John Roberts, best hair on Fox News Channel?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good hair. Hey, Brett's got a pretty good
hair. Brett
pretty
has
good.
Nice hair.
So I'm going to tell you a story. I had the pleasure of meeting Shepard Smith a few years back.
You know, he's so excited.
Do you know where I met him?
Vegas.
I met him in Monaco in a casino.
What?
He was on vacation.
Same thing.
Sitting at a blackjack table with him and his partner and I said, "Oh my God, you're Shepard Smith." He goes, "Yes, I am." And he had that voice. Yeah. Well, I said he actually knew who I was, which made me even more excited. But Brett, I wish you were coming down to Florida this weekend. We got the Big Diamond Resorts Invitational. It's a 4-day tournament this week. Wish you were playing.
I know. See, Pete, here's what happens. You know, like Jeremy and his crowd, they get the eternal celebrity invitational invites.
Right, right.
I get to squeeze in every once in a while. So maybe I'll get on that rotation someday.
Listen, you want to play? I'm getting you in it. I'm telling you right now, you are in whenever you want to play.
Is Roenick number two with celebrities on the list as the best golfer?
I tell you what, he is really good. He's really, really good. Tony Romo was pretty strong this past
Tony
year.
Romo.
I've seen Romo on TV.
Yeah, he's really good.
And Steph Curry can hold his own.
Yes, he has one of the best golf swings in all of sports.
God, he's just a natural athlete. I hate him.
Unbelievable. I know. I know
Damn.
What you mean.
And by the way,
Jeremy hits it a long way. He hits it a long way.
Driver versus driver show. Brett, they're putting me in a long drive competition on Tuesday against Brittany Lincecum. I'm really nervous.
Wow, you got it. You got the heat.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, by the way, how are your boys? I'm following them. I'm following
Everybody's
you guys on
good.
Instagram. Yep. I love the cake that you guys had yesterday. It was
how about
special.
That? By the way, congratulations on 10 years on Special Report.
Yep.
Having a job for 10 years in media is a big deal.
It's a great cake they got.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen.
My wife threw a dinner, and they brought this big cake out that looked like the Capitol Dome. And I said to her, you know, Aim, there are other anchors who have, you know, surpassed 10 years. And she's like, you got to celebrate the milestones.
That's right. Yeah.
And so we had a good time.
I will tell you this. Doing TV is so difficult at times. And I find myself putting my foot in my mouth and saying things. And I like people that are humble. And people that they know when they make mistakes, they know when they say something they shouldn't, because I do it all the time.
Right.
Right. And I loved the other day, Brett, you started the show and he said, President Obama. And he goes, Obama, how long has it been since I said that? What am I talking about? I mean, President Trump. I said, that's my guy. He calls himself out. That's why you're the best on television, Brett. I love you for it, my friend. You're the best.
That's awesome, man. Well, you know that transition from the five, when Greg Gutfeld is doing Animals Are Great.
Yes, that's
and
tough.
He transitions to me. It throws me off a little bit.
Very well said. Very well said.
Barry, you're the best, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, thanks, Brad. Have a good one. Say hi to the boys for me.
You got it, Jeremy. See you.
That is Brett Baer from Fox News Channel. By the way, who married a girl from Chicago. Amy's from Chicago.
That's right. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yep.
Wonderful guy.
He's
wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. You should see him do Rapper's Delight.
Look at how excited he is.
I want to see him do Rapper's Delight. I wish there were. Do you have a video of that?
By the way, I met Bear in the early 90s. He's been doing that forever. He's memorized that song, and I've seen him do it in bars,
well,
and
same
he's
with me,
great.
Same with me with Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
You know, like I can drop it at a hat, right, and just do the whole song on cue.
But it was all over social media because he had the Christmas suit on, man, and he brought it.
Yeah.
How many times do you see a news anchor singing like that? Nobody does that.
No, but that's the unexpected.
The most sophisticated, most well-spoken gentleman on TV, Brett Baer, drops Rapper's Delight on you? Totally. Like, I thought he was going to go up there and sing Frank Sinatra, right? I thought he was going to sing, you know, New York, New York. And next thing you know, he's like, hip, hop, hip-hop, don't stop, rock to the bang, bang, boogie, up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. I'm like, what just happened here? Who is this guy?
We all need to have that in our back pocket.
We
like,
do.
When you turn into Jeremy Roenick or Brett Baer, like, if you can just come out with one of those things, you're like, what? You just got cooler.
Yep, man. The best. Yeah. Thank you for that. That was awesome.
Good luck with the tournament next weekend.
Yeah.
It's
Thank
great
you
to
very
see
much.
You.
Remember, Golf Channel, Thursday and Friday, NBC, Saturday, Sunday.
Awesome.
And of course.
Thanks for coming in.
Jeremy Roenick, you're the best.
Thank you, guys.
720 WGN.